just, the old house is nice, but the new house is really nice. So I'm both in favor.
Peter Taco?
Yeah, like I said, all of my three. I will vote in favor of the application for all reasons stated. I appreciate the fact that the work with the neighbor to keep peace of the neighborhood. The lack of objections speaks.
Tim Coop.
I also vote in favor. I think it's challenging to renovate existing homes, and I think you did it very well. We had a number of existing nonconformities and worked around them. That's you. Sorry, this is Chris.
That's it. Well, I guess you guessed that you're approved. But all I could say is you've been a stakeholder. Now you're a bigger stakeholder, and we love you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Okay. Is there any other mayor? Are there any other comments before the board this evening?
Just a couple updates, Mr. Chairman.
Please.
So from the commission, the redevelopment plans are moving forward for both the Ventnor Professional Building and the Dollar General site. We did what we had to do, so now it's on them. Move things forward. They're not quite exactly in the same location approval wise, but they're moving through. They'll be back here once that redevelopment plan was adopted. Now they come in with a site plan to do just that. We get a second bite out here at the planning board, so we'll get to see what they want to do on both properties and have comments and work through that process. I appreciate your guys' work on that, and hopefully that happens by, I doubt it'll happen by this summer, but maybe the approvals will be in here by this summer. Maybe next winter, the construction. I also wanted to update you guys on, I mentioned it tonight, my outburst to Mr. Kleiner. I did call him after that and apologize profusely to him. He was supposed to be here in December, then I couldn't be here for that meeting. So I told him I was going to tell you guys at least at some point that I apologize to you for losing my temper that night. It was a misunderstanding with he and I. I thought he was accusing my board, you guys, of acting improperly. I don't stand for that. So I got my heckles up. He understood that, and we had a good conversation the following couple days after that. So we'll let him know that I spoke to you guys on that. I just wanted to let you know that I have your back, because you guys do a good job here, and I thank everybody. It's great having Wendy back. I thank you guys for this. This is time out of your schedule. I'm away from your family, so, you know, I did it again. I said Beth. Maria, Tim, and I really appreciate you guys being here. It's, like I said, it's time away from what you would really rather be doing for the most part. So we try to keep have your back. So that's how I got upset with Mr. Kleiner that night. Because he and I had been talking for 6 months about it, and he was in the wrong.
The nice guy about it. You know, to be fair. Yeah,
I did cut him off, and I apologize to him profusely for that, and we're good. He and I are good. I've talked to him multiple times after that, and so.
Mayor, may I interrupt you for a second?
No, I'm done. That's all I got.
Mayor, I got to say one thing. It takes a bigger man and a better man, and you're the man I thought you were.
Well, I got German and Irish in me. I'm going to get Irish.
What you just said just proves your ethic.
Well, I shouldn't lose my temper in a public meeting.
Still, it proves your ethic and what you stand for.
That
proves to the board what the leadership is in this community and what we are following as well. Well, I also want to, I've been thinking about this for some time. And this board, I did some research on it and so on. The way this board was conceived and has evolved in the way it has become, I think, of the merger, which happened only one time in the community's history, has become one of the finest boards that I've been able to serve with. And not because the other individuals were bad, it's because we combined things and things happened and came together. And I think it's appropriate that we get together and have a photograph of this board for the history of the community. And I'd like to write, and anyone to contribute for the history of how this board was formed and experiences of this board for the history of this community. And if anybody would like to do that, but I'm going to begin that project. We'll pick a time. Well, I'd like to have 100%, and that includes everyone, associate professionals and time that are here to serve in perpetuity.
That was also part of the reason I had asked Carmelo to get nameplates for.
Yeah.
You guys get the recognition of being here. I go to a lot of planning board meetings. It's helpful to the applicants to know, and they're professionals. So they can address you by your name, not hate you, just point at it. It's a nice.
Yeah, it's a nice idea.
Like Carmelo. Incognito will put paper.
I'd like to thank you for spelling my name for the first time in 20 something.
I always spell it right.
Here. Maybe
you're 2 L's, 1 T. 2 L's, 1 T, and I E. I got you guys too.
It's a common denominator. It
took me.
It's not about us. It's about what we do. And that's the common denominator of this board. And that's the greatness of the board. With that, I have a motion for adjournment.
Mike, if you guys don't mind, I think everybody here knows Chris Brown. He's been doing a charity event at Doc's for the Super Bowl for the past 30 years. Last week, he decided not to do it anymore. And I was disappointed because last year was the first year that I ever heard of it. And came back, I saw him today, and he says, we are going to do it. So if anybody is interested, it's before the Super Bowl. You have plenty of time to get home. It's relatively inexpensive. It's $20. You have beer and all the food you want to eat, and he raises the money for charity. So that's February 11th.
It is a fun event. I've attended a few times. It's everybody and anybody in the county is there.
It's nice.
Docs.
Yep.
Okay.
They hold the whole downstairs is open.
Yeah.
Wrap food in kind of a buffet style, and all the tables are around.
Mike, thanks for that.
And the Eagles aren't going to be in the game, so.
Eagles might be there. Jason Kelce, Penn and Barlow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll drive sure.
Now, can I please have somebody move motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Okay. Second. All those in favor? We're done.
This was a good day. Still.